the dignity of other people and the fact that there are other people who have certain rights.
Peace in the Middle East basically will come when the clergy in the mosque on Friday preach it, and when the rabbis in the synagogue on Saturday preach it. During the time of Camp David, one, you had political leadership that was able to contain that type of religious fervor. What the country needs is some prescient understanding of what is going to happen in the future. I'm Leon Charney, and this is Direct Line, reporting to you directly from Jerusalem, Israel. Today we have, as one of our prominent guests, Dr. and Mrs. Doctor, two doctors, Ahmed Tibi, an Israeli Arab gynecologist. If you need his services, he's available in the United States. I'm not too sure, but maybe. And his wife, who happens to be a dentist. Ahmed Tibi is a graduate of Hebrew University with honors, and he's a very well-known gynecologist in the state of Israel. The only difference is that he's an Arab, and as such, we're going to attempt to inform you as to what his civil rights are, how he lives as an Arab, what his feelings are, and he tells you right off the bat that he backs Arafat, and he thinks that Arafat is basically the leader for the Palestinians. So we'll talk to him. We'll be back in a minute after commercial.
Every budget, so don't accept defeat.
Now you can get covered in steel.
Buy me treats.
You take care of your pets. Now it's their turn to take care of you. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn about your health insurance options.
Thanks for calling the GED Pep Talk Center. Jerry Stiller speaking. Your level 7 in your face pep talk.
I can keep pushing. Believe me, I'm good at it. But at some point, you're going to need to start pushing yourself.
See, once you've got your GED diploma, you'll feel so good about yourself.
You tell them. You can't change your past, but you can definitely change your future.
That makes me so happy, I'm ready to bust out a dance.
Mr. Trejo, can I transfer this guy to you? My gentle technique isn't really working. You need something a little more
persuasive.
Yes.
You listen, and you listen good.
Hey, where's my sandwich?
Terry?
Terry!
Take it from me to King DMC. It's a real cool thing to get your GED.
Get that diploma!
Now hold on and we'll find you free GED classes. Capiche?
Whatever motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Get your GED pep talk and find free classes at yourged.org.
I wish I was in school.
If only I had a math test today.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I wish I was in school.
School ends, but free lunches for your kids don't have to. Find your local food bank at feedingamerica.org/summermeals for help.
It's one of the many ways to fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information on managing pain, go to fightarthritispain.org.
When you throw away money on wasted electricity, you're throwing away everything you could have bought with it. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
We're back. Welcome, Dr. Ahmed Tibi.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Mrs. Tibi because two doctors, it's very hard for me to handle. Ahmed,
Yes, please.
What is it like to be an Israeli Arab today?
It's something interesting. All the time, 24 hours a day. It's problematic. Sometimes it's painful. From one hand, I am an Israeli citizen. From the other hand, I am Arab Palestinian. My nationality is a Palestinian, and my citizenship is Israeli. There, as everybody knows, there is continuous conflict, difficult one, Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and for the last 2 years, and the ongoing intifada emphasizing this conflict strongly and put us in this context with hard feelings, seeing Palestinians, my brother, my cousin, our relatives, next door, 2 or 3 minutes across the border, being hurted, being shot, having their houses demolished, being expelled, being put in jail, administrative detentions by thousands. And from the other side, day-to-day life inside Israel as a citizen of this state, facing the, let's say, imbalance of dealing with us as an Israeli, as an Arab, from the official authorities, from the average residents of this state, the problem of us is that we are more and more feel more Palestinian and less Israeli. More Palestinian because we have full solidarity. Because I have full solidarity with my wife. She's from the West Bank originally. She's from Tul Karim. Tul Karim is far from Taibe, where I had born. 2 or 3 minutes. And the border, the Green Line border, is 3 or 4 kilometers far from Taibe and near to Tul Karim, where my wife had born. She has solidarity with her mother. I have solidarity with her brothers and sisters. We all are family. We all are one family. And people, Israeli officials, are every day we are hearing statements about their astonishment and anger about our solidarity with other Palestinians.
If there will be no two-state solution, people will start to talk about one-state solution. Meanwhile, there is a deepening of the apartheid in 1967 lands. There are two separate systems of streets, one for Palestinians, one for Israelis. There are two judiciary systems, one military for Palestinian, one civil for Israelis and settlers in the occupied territories. There are a very cruel usage of water resources, which is the Palestinian water resources. 90%, almost 80 to 90% is going for Israeli use and only 20% for Palestinian use. This is apartheid. Under occupation, there is a Palestinian authority acting almost like a state with a democratic tools. Yes, there is a split between Gaza and the West Bank, but the Palestinians are building their institutions, and they are proving that they are able to start acting as an independent state.
Who is a Palestinian leader in your eyes?
In our eyes, in the eyes of every Palestinian child, every Palestinian woman, every Palestinian elderly, Yasser Arafat is the leader. He's a symbol.
And he is the number one leader?
He's number one, no other leader.
All leadership did mistakes, but I think that Yasser Arafat emphasizes the suffer of the Palestinians, and he succeeded in bringing the Palestinian cause from a questions of refugees to an issue of nation asking to be free.
It has to be said, and credit has to be given where credit is due, without Arafat, the Palestinian national movement would not have be what we know it today. Palestine might have been yet another forgotten conflict. He is the creator of the current Palestinian political identity, with the good and the ill that is in this political identity. I think, though, that Arafat has failed miserably to make the transition between a revolutionary leader and a leader of a future state. The way that he managed the Palestinian Authority, the corruption he allowed to happen in the Palestinian Authority, the lack of institutionalization that he created, the replication of the dysfunctionality that we saw in other Arab countries in terms of how he built the Palestinian Authority, I think we're still paying the price for that now. Yet, Arafat was one leader who was capable, if he so chose, to reach a peace deal. He was a risk taker. He was a historic leader of the same caliber as some of the other historic leaders like Rabin, like Sharon, like King Hussein of Jordan.
You know about Prime Minister Shamir's election concept. Do you understand?
Yes.
What he's trying to accomplish?
Yes. This is a very clever attempt to try to separate between Palestinians outside the country and Palestinians inside the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. The election as a principle itself is a good principle, is a good step. But the election as a goal, election for peace, is not a deal.
I think he wants an election and then an interim period.
And after interim period, the PLO have to deal about the final status of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Palestinian side, I can guarantee it now for you and for the American people, will accept the election if there will be 5 or 6 points that will be accepted as a program. First of all, East Jerusalem residents, Palestinian, have to take part in these elections. They have to elect and to be elected. Second, the elected people have to ensure a full immunity for them, to talk freely, to move freely, and to travel outside the country in order to consult other people, Palestinians. Third, the elected people will deal just for the interim phase, and not more. Four, the negotiation about the final status have to start immediately after signing the interim phase agreement. Six, there have to be some symbolic move of the Israeli troops from the Palestinian cities.
I think that the settlements are illegal. It is the international law. It's the even the attitude of the American administration and half of the Israeli public and Europe, the international community, the United Nations. I don't accept dealing with the fact on the grounds as final. You can occupy a land and then you can say this is a fact. I can't withdraw, I can't evacuate 200,000 settlers. You should evacuate them. They evacuated tens of thousands from Gaza Strip. They should do it in the West Bank. With these settlements, no peace accord will be achieved or signed. No settlement will be there. The settlements are the main obstacles, one of the main obstacles for peace.
This process is gradual. You know, there is a psychological barrier. The Palestinian national movement had moved from one stage, the stage of so-called military struggle, to the other stage. Nowadays, the political struggle, the diplomatic efforts in order to achieve comprehensive settlements. This is a gradual, as I say, gradual process, and I guess that even the graduality of the Palestinian side is not faced with the same liberality from the Israeli side. The most important and famous word from the Israeli side is no. All the time, no, no, rejecting the Palestinian declaration, and even Shamir and Arens, Foreign Minister and Prime Minister Shamir, said before 2 or 3 days that even Arafat will say officially, even by accepting a resolution in the Palestinian National Council about this covenant and destroying this covenant, and we will not accept this declaration. These people are saying no, no, no all the time, and meanwhile there's a bloodshed, there are people killed from both sides, Jews and Palestinians, Jews and Arabs, and there is pain, a lot of pain for both sides. Meanwhile, more for the Palestinian side than for the Israeli, because they are weaker, they are the occupied people. But nevertheless, they are still ready to make peace and to live beside the state of Israel.
There is a lot that we can still do for ourselves under this adversity. Recreating a sense of agency, a sense of self-empowerment, and a sense of future-looking nationalism. So this is, I think, the first bit where Palestinian historic leadership has failed in terms of creating this compelling narrative and a compelling identity that looks to the future. The other, I think, is more practical. Since the Palestinian Authority was created, the convenience of replicating the dysfunctional Arab governance systems that we saw in Egypt and in Tunisia and in many of these countries, where patronage was the name of the game, where security services had no clear chain of civilian command, where corruption was rife and was allowed as a way of governing and buying loyalties, I think this had wasted a core, unique opportunity for the Palestinians to build something different from the rest of the Arab world. To build something that will be an inspiration, that will show the Arabs that being Arab doesn't mean that you are doomed to corruption and inefficiency or to dictatorships or what have you. I think, had the founding generation of the Palestinian Authority, Arafat and people at that time, had they used the talent and the fluidity of the Palestinian society, we could have created the first Arab democracy, even under occupation.
Clean kitchen surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year. Keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov.
Hey, going out like that?
Yeah, why?
Well, what would the neighbors think?
I see you! Come look at Mr. Feather!
Look what I have.
Mr. Bird, remember? We're just playing. I'm trying to get you out of here.
Even still.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you.
Can you consider with me? Imagine what you'd see if every child had a book to read.
Read to a child today and spark a lifetime of ambition.
Know what?
What?
Since I got adopted, I've learned a lot about these humans.
I know. I mean, check out these two. It's Flirt City over here.
Yeah, I noticed that. It looks like my human is definitely into your human.
Oh, look. I think she's getting his number.
Nice.
Your human's got some sweet moves.
Takes after his dog. Oh, look, they're doing that thing where they put their arms around each other.
She kicked up a leg. It's like in the movies.
That's awesome. Looks like we're going to be hanging out a little bit more.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for nearly 5 seconds.
Dr. Tibi, I'm sorry I'm calling you Ahmed all the time, but I hope you forgive me. In your practice, do you treat both Jewish and Arab people?
Yes.
And
recently, from the Intifada go on, Jewish people are not coming for the east part of Jerusalem. You know, Jerusalem is separated again, not by wars, but sentimentally, psychologically, de facto.
So you have less Jewish. What is it like for you to live in? You live in Jerusalem?
Yes.
And you have a weekend home outside in the West Bank?
Yes.
What is it like day to day to live? Do you find any prejudice against you?
From
the Israeli side. Jewish Israel?
I live in East Jerusalem, but I live also day to day life in West Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. You know, Arab can feel that he is really accepted as an Arab when he is inside the Israeli society. They look at you different. They suspect you as they suspect you all the time. Even your good intentions are explained at a different manner, and your civil your day-to-day civil rights are not as the Jew. There is a discrimination in a few laws in the state of Israel concerning the Arab citizens. Let's say the famous was of them. It's not a law, but it's a normative way of the interim ministry to deal with the Arab local councils about the budgets for these councils, comparing with the budgets for Jewish councils. There is a gap of 300-400% between two equal villages, let's say a Jew one and an Israeli and an Arab one. We are talking about Israeli Jew and Israeli Arab citizen.
Dr. Tibi, you're how many generations Israeli or Palestinian?
All my generation were Palestinian, and we are in this country, father, grandfather, my grandfather.
About five generations.
Seventh generation.
Do you feel comfortable today? Today is a very somber day in Israel. It's the day of remembrance for those who have been killed in fighting wars. Is there a complex feeling within you about such a day, being an Israeli and an Arab?
Yes, there is. In fact, there is. And in this day, in this specific day, I do understand the pain and the feelings of the Israeli mothers, of the Israeli parents, of the Israeli people. But, you know, I also have pain. I also have feelings. Palestinians and Palestinian mothers also have feelings. They share the same feelings of pain, of death, of killing, of struggle for independence. Meanwhile, this is a remembrance day because the Israeli have already got their independence. In this very day, the Israeli people have also to think in depth about the pain of others, the pain of their enemies, and to try to put themselves in ours. And we also have to try to put ourselves in them. We can arrive, and we should arrive, to the conclusion that we have to sit day and night, and we have to put all our efforts, maybe with the help of the United States, of the American people, to finish all this pain, all this bloodshed, to finish. Maybe we want only this Remembrance Day, and we don't want the number of the killed people and all those who lost their lives in the battles. We want this number to be steady, in the steady state, and not to increase.
Do you see a future in this region where Arab and Jew will live together and killing will stop? Do you think it's feasible?
Definitely speaking. Definitely. You know, when more than 55 of the Israeli people accepting the principle of negotiating with the PLO as a legitimate and sole legitimate representative of the PLO, I am sure that all the Palestinian, all the Israeli people really want peace. I am sure of that, because there is no nation. There is no people who reject peace. There's not such a thing. But it's a matter, and it's a matter of the leadership. Time arrived for a historical reconciliation between me and my neighbor, between me and Moshe. Time arrived to live silently, to develop the region economically, to develop the region scientifically. Time arrived for Israeli people to visit Damascus. You know, I can't visit Damascus. Even my wife studied dental medicine in Damascus because I have an Israeli citizenship. And whenever no peace state in this area is the rule, we will suffer and we will not be free. And we are not.
We are talking about the model of summit. It is not the problem. The tool is not the problem. The problem is there any desire or a decision in the Israeli side to put an end to occupation? If yes, President Mahmoud Abbas will be ready to meet Netanyahu anywhere in order to finalize the agreement. In King David, in King Barack Obama, in Y River, in Jordan, in Cairo, in Qatar, wherever you want. The decision should be there, and it is not there. Israel is not willing yet to end the occupation. The roadmap, which is an American plan, it is written there, black and white, that settlement should be freezed. Security should be controlled. The Palestinian delivered their duties. The Israelis are running away. They are not. They even now much more aggressive in the occupied territories than they were before 10 years.
All right, how do you see the future? You see a Palestinian state, autonomy, confederation?
No peaceful settlement will be achieved unless the Palestinian people will have their independence. And the compromise is an independent state, small independent state in the West Bank and Gaza Strip beside the independent state, the already independent state of Israel. Palestinians have already dropped their dreams about Great Palestine, talking about Jaffa and Tel Aviv.
They don't want Jaffa and Tel Aviv?
They have dropped it totally. Mr. President Arafat have already declared it for more than once. All the Palestinian leadership have already declared about it. The legitimate official PLO representative. And the Israeli side also have to drop their dream about Great Israel and Eretz Israel, Hagdullah, Great Eretz Israel. There is even an amazing dream of arriving Iraq, of arriving the Nile in Egypt. You know, these dreams can only be destructive for both sides. The compromise is an independent Palestinian state beside an Israeli independent state.
You seem to be very optimistic that this can be achieved. How long do you think it would take to achieve your dream?
I think that the next 8 or 10 years is a crucial, and it will be achieved during
before you get gray hair.
I am sure that before I get gray hair.
How and what during this period of 8 years? What do you think will happen in the country?
I am anticipating escalation in the situation during this year.
More killings?
More killings, yes. And but after that, maybe by an objective mediation of a third party, the only party I can think about to influence Israel is the United States of America.
And I don't think that President Barack Obama is acting or willing to play the same role that President Jimmy Carter played. President Carter played a very important and historical, influential role in King David. He was the man behind that accord. President Barack Obama is not behaving the same. I agree that President Obama wants peace in the area. Which kind of peace? How to achieve this peace? Is he willing to put the pressure, or is he able to put pressure on the occupier, on the government of Israel? Is he afraid of Netanyahu? Is Netanyahu willing to cooperate with President Barack Obama? All these elements are there.
Dr. Tibi, do you understand the concept of autonomy?
Yes, but which autonomy you are referring to? Is it the autonomy of Camp David, or the autonomy of Prime Minister Menachem Begin, or the Israeli understanding of autonomy?
Well, Menachem Begin and Camp David, I believe, are the same. But let's stick to the model, the modality of the Camp David agreements. Do you understand it? Do the Palestinian people understand it?
Yes. I don't agree with you that the Menachem Begin and the Camp David autonomy concept is the same, because Menachem Begin talked about minor autonomy, or autonomy for the residents only, not for the area. And generally speaking, I do understand the concept.
All right, what does it mean to you, autonomy?
According, as you said, according to the Camp David, the Palestinian people in the West Bank and Gaza Strip will enjoy full citizen and full civil rights inside this area without fulfilling their national right, except minor things of such as coins, flag, or etc., etc. In the Camp David agreement, nobody mentioned the national legitimate rights of the Palestinian people, but they do mention the
self-determination.
No, they didn't mention self-determination. No, the people to determine their future. It's different. We can accept now. I can accept it. I am saying it for the American people. We can accept now the United States to recognize the Palestinian self-determination, and we will sign it on the spot.
I think that with Benjamin Netanyahu, there will be no peace agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. He has ideology, which is a right ideology, talking about greater Israel. When he is talking about, when he mentioned Palestinian state for twice or three times, he is not sincere. This is a lipstick tax that has been given by Netanyahu for the international community and for his public. But what he did from that speech up today, nothing. More settlement, more confiscation of land, more control.
And on the Palestinian side, Abu Mazen is a viable negotiator?
He is the leader of the Palestinian people. He is the legitimate president of the Palestinian Authority. He's the man able to sign a treaty. He is saying, I will sit now if there will be a freezing of settlement or any recognition in 1967 borders as a basis for these negotiations with timetable. You know, we are fed up with these manipulations. Just to sit and to talk and then to talk. Nobody is willing to have Netanyahu and Abu Mazen again in the TV, just for photo op, or Mulchu with Sabi Arikat. The Palestinians are fed up with these manipulations of Benjamin Netanyahu.
All right. Do you believe that a Palestinian entity under an autonomous supervision, well, let's call it an autonomy, would satisfy the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza?
As a final solution, not at all. Not at all.
So
you know, we are a nation, we are a people. Why you are, why somebody is asking us to be to accept an interim phase and a pseudo autonomy, pseudo independence? We are a nation like other nation in this world. We deserve, like Qatar, like Oman, we deserve, like Israel, we deserve independence. We, saying to Palestinian people, my wife also.
What happens to Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is a holy city for the Jews, Muslim, and Christian. It's a nice city. Bayer and wires is not a cosmetic, and it's not so beautiful. But we Palestinians, Arab and Muslims, have national religious aspiration for this city, also the Israeli side. But the Israeli can and should accept the western part of Jerusalem and the Palestinian. I guess that they will accept East Jerusalem as their capital, and the city as a whole will not be separated.
So you would accept Jerusalem as a capital for the state of Israel, even if you had a Palestinian state?
After constructing a Palestinian state, and East Jerusalem will be the capital of East Jerusalem, I think that I can accept the idea of West Jerusalem as being the capital of Israel, but not now.
Jerusalem was occupied in 1967. It is exactly like Ramallah Nablus, but more, because of its historical and symbolic value for Palestinians, especially Al-Aqsa Mosque. It cannot be under Israeli occupation and under Israeli sovereignty. It's a Palestinian and Arab. I don't want to get into exact details, but the main guideline is 1967. And then people can accommodate themselves. But independent Palestinian state alongside the state of Israel should be based on 1967 with East Jerusalem as a capital and Al-Aqsa Mosque under Palestinian and Arab sovereignty.
I'm going to have you hold it for 1 minute. Dr. Ahmed Tibi, gynecologist, and Mrs. Tibi, also doctor, because we're going to cut for a commercial break.
Wow, these are really good.
You act surprised. Practice makes perfect.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you.
Traditional light bulbs actually generate 9 times more heat than light. Switch to Energy Star light bulbs, and you'll realize just how much cash you are really burning through. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Nice.
Oops.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Moms everywhere are finding ways to keep kids active and healthy.
Works every time.
Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov.
So, I got this new family. And I don't know what it is about this one, but she can't seem to put down that toy. All day long. Tap, 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 tap. Oh, and she even talks to it. She talks to that more than she talks to him. What's up, bro? Nice shirt. Who's she talking to? Her mom? She talks to her mom a lot.
Watching online videos like this one.
Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
But it would be safe to keep your distance until there is a secret that will make you smile.
Reminded sources say that chicken soup has proved
has found their way out of this.
Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. Go to discovertheforest.org.
Dr. Teeby, we have not ignored your wife. We understand that she probably shares many of your sentiments, but let's talk a little bit about domesticity. You're a typical young couple, and I understand that you've not had any children yet, but hopefully that you will have children. How does your wife see the life of her future children, or the potential of her future children? What kind of land, what kind of upbringing does she expect to have for them?
يعني بتمنى طبعا انهم يعيشوا اولادنا واولاد الاسرائيليين كلنا طبعا نعيش في وضع طبيعي كله امان سلام محبه للجميع امان طبعا للطرفين اطفالنا ولاطفالهم هذا طبعا ما بتحقق الا اذا كان تحقق يعني بالنسبه للطرفين عدل محبه يعني الاشياء اللي بتمناها كل طفل في العالم كل اب كل ام
She hopes that her children will live in peace, dignity. Her children and the children of the Israeli mothers. She hopes that peace will be in the area to ensure a good life for all children. Exactly like other children in the world.
Is your wife an Israeli citizen also?
أنت مواطنة إسرائيلية.
أنا مواطنة فلسطينية.
She said that she's Palestinian, but she doesn't have an Israeli passport.
What does she have? A Jordanian passport?
Yes, meanwhile she has a Jordanian passport, and she's anticipating a Palestinian passport.
How long does she think it will take?
وانت بتوقتي حسب رأيك الجواز الفلسطيني.
إنه ما تكون الدولة الفلسطينية.
وانت كمان قديش؟
بتأمل يعني بوقت قريب.
We hope very soon.
How much is soon?
كم سنة يعني حسب رأيك؟
هي السنين أكيد رح تكون طويلة بس نتمنى أنها تبقى قصيرة.
قديش؟ بدي أعرف. قولي لك رقم مش مهم مش مهم قولي لك اي رقم
يعني 3 4 سنين 5
she's sure that this year will be long years but maybe 4 or 5 years.
Have you ever thought of emigrating to the United States with your wife or to another country
just for a visit?
You don't want to leave this country.
Not at all.
And does your wife ever feel that way?
عمرك شعرتي انك بدك تهاجر من هالبلاد تروح على الولايات المتحدة؟ Never.
There you have it. A typical Israeli Arab family, no different than a young couple in America looking to put their, so to speak, their act together, trying to bear children, living in peace, wanting their children to live in peace, and not wanting to mourn the death of their children for a war that seems sometimes useless, baseless, and ongoing for no purpose whatsoever. It's hard for people to believe what transpires in the Middle East unless you viscerally come here, see it, and speak to the people. Last question, because I know you're busy. A lot of people have to get babies, and some people have toothaches, so I'm going to let you go. Do you think the Prime Minister of Israel, Shamir, will bring peace? Will he be the one to deliver?
I think that Mr. Shamir is making mistakes one by the another for the sake of his people and for the sake of ours. During next 3 or 4 years, I am not seeing Mr. Shamir changing from one side to another, but maybe he will sign an interim phase agreement that will start the process, and the final status will be agreed upon by other person.
So you think he'll begin the process and someone else will carry it through?
He will be obliged to begin the process.
Netanyahu is dominating the peace process or the political talks. Netanyahu is not willing, again, I am saying that, to have any historical compromise, any political settlement between Palestinians and Israelis. He is willing to preserve his post as a prime minister of Israel and his coalition. He will not be remembered by the history by any huge or tangible thing.
Dr. and Mrs. Tibi and Dr. Tibi and Mr. Tibi, or whichever way you want it, thank you for coming. I hope that your prophecy is a truism in 10 years. We'll be back to visit you before that, but let's hope the progress will be in motion, as we say in America.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Hands can do incredible things. Now they can even help save a life with hands-only CPR. If you see an adult suddenly collapse, just call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of the chest until help arrives. Learn more at handsonlycpr.org.
It's one of the many ways to fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information on managing pain, go to fightarthritispain.org.
Kids will spend 15 minutes watching online videos like this one.
Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
No hands. A full life, measured in seats, starts with the right ones early on. Car crashes are the number one killer of children 1 through 13. Learn how to prevent deaths and injuries by using the right car seat for your child's age and size.
Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. Go to discovertheforest.org.
I hope you find a home.
I hope you find a home.
Hey, maybe you'll be picked next.
Maybe you'll be picked next.
We've been caged together too long.
We've been caged together too long.
How come nobody ever picks me?
Maybe they're looking for somebody different.
Pick me.
Well, the shelter's closing up for another day.
We didn't get picked.
I know.
Tomorrow. Guaranteed.